Now on to some letters to the evening news. First of all, we have a comment from Steve McKinder of Denver on reaction to the recent budget. While it's clear many businesses are up in arms about the budget and the apparent clobbering Rachel Reeves has meted out to those she feels can afford it, I wonder how many complainers can cast their minds back to COVID times when we taxpayers bailed out their businesses. Today, the country needs to up its game in terms of health and social provision, and frankly, I feel it's payback time. Although I've no doubt I'll be roundly castigated for saying it, I suspect you're just going to have to suck it up. Times are hard, and while COVID handouts might be a distant memory for those lucky recipients, maybe it's time to recall the old adage, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
The future of farmland is in the news with solar panels and the like. Marilyn Aldous of Attleboro has her say in response to an earlier letter. After reading Sarah Spencer's letter, I looked up what farming actually meant. Growing crops and raising livestock. Nowhere did it mention ecotourism or renewable energy initiatives. Farming is what farmers do to keep the country, to a greater extent, fed. Farmers shouldn't have to diversify into ecotourism and renewable energy initiatives to make a decent living. We can't eat ecotourism, and fields covered in solar panels don't produce food either. They should be encouraged to farm in the proper sense of the word. Why can't the government see that we need farmers to farm to produce food, not diversify into other streams of income?
Paul Milner of Sheringham champions local shopping in Sheringham. Nobody wants to see a large empty shop left standing in a small seaside town. Equally, when that small town has around 50 eating establishments, cafes, restaurants, fish and chip shops, pubs, takeaways and pizzerias, the last thing it needs is to see a large empty shop in the town centre taken over by a dominant pizza chain. Families visit Sheringham because it reminds them of how things used to be, how they should be, in the days when they were kids. Employing over 35,000 people with over 1,200 shops nationwide, Domino's would dominate the takeaway food market to the detriment of local businesses, and this is not what Sheringham is about. North Norfolk District Council need to think again before they damage what is a rarity in this country, a seaside town which has kept its family-friendly character and avoided becoming just another resort, and one I believe visitors and locals alike want to keep that way.
We've always noticed that there are a number of regular writers to the letters page of the newspaper. Ron Brewer of Old Buckenham comments, I enjoy reading the daily batch of letters in the EDP. In fact, I've even written a few of them myself. I'm always intrigued by that small group of writers who appear nearly every day, and I've started trying to envisage the activity in their home or office when the daily EDP drops through their letterbox. The regular writer reads the paper all through and finds something he or she can comment on. It might be something they agree with, or more likely, something that they do not agree with at all. No one in the household is allowed to even look at the paper until the regular writer has sat at the laptop, computer or phone and keyed in their latest thoughts. Once the send button is pressed, there is time for life to return to normal. Perhaps my imagination is running wild and it's nothing like that at all. No doubt the keen authors will write and tell you I've got it all wrong.